Anton Gunn, Mr. Healthcare. You can you can tweet him too at Anton G or Anton J Gunn. That's Gunn with two N's. Oh my gosh, so many questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The Affordable Care Act begins today. So does the government shutdown. Does it affect the Affordable Care Act?
No, the government shutdown does not. The core functions of what we're doing to make sure people get health insurance coverage will not be impacted by the government shutdown. So everybody can go to healthcare.gov. They can sign up, create an account, and find out health options that are affordable for them. They can call our call center. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week. The number is 1-800-318-2596. If you need health coverage because you're uninsured right now, maybe you want to get a dental plan to get your teeth fixed, or whatever it is, you can go to healthcare.gov now, find an affordable health insurance options that matters for you.
Okay, I got a million questions, but I'm going to ask you later because the phones are going crazy. Rushmore Morning Show, hello. You got a question? Hello?
Turn your radio down, please.
Hello? Turn your radio down. Okay.
They'll catch up in a minute.
Okay, turn your radio down.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, turn your radio down. Okay, who's this and where are you calling from?
Tyrone calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, turn your radio down. You got
all
a question?
All the way down, boss.
Okay, go ahead.
You ain't gonna call him boss, though. What's your question, sir?
My question is the government going to be shut down for a while? I think it's Republicans trying to prove a point to Obama, but there's nothing they can do about it.
Sir, did you have a question about the Affordable Care Act? Because that begins today as well. Yeah. I need you to turn it up and see what we talk about, then turn it down when you want to ask a question. Russ Barr Morning Show, hello.
Hey, this is Rashawn from Baltimore. I got a question.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to know, like, for a person like me who already has, like, health insurance through my job, like, how does this Affordable Care Act, you know, affect me, or how can I benefit from this?
That's a great question for you. So the first thing I want to tell you that if you got health insurance through your job right now, this is not really for you because you got coverage through your job. We want everybody to keep the coverage that their employer provides for them. But this is really focused on people who don't have health insurance right now. You could be an artist. Let's say you're trying to get your first record deal in hip hop, and you know that don't come with health insurance. Trying to get your own deal. So this is for you to go to healthcare.gov, create an account, see what you qualify for, and try to get health options for you. But if you got it on your job, you got good health insurance, and what the Affordable Care Act does is make your health insurance on your job better. So you can get routine screenings and physicals and those things that used to cost you a copay. Mm-hmm. They don't cost you a copay anymore because of the Affordable Care Act. So you can get a diabetes screening, you can get a flu shot, all of those things. You don't have that $25, $50 copay to get those screenings. They now become free as a part of every health insurance plan. But for the marketplace, it's really focused on people who have no coverage. Or maybe you buy it by yourself, because there are a lot of people who think healthcare is important, so they buy it individually in the market. It's expensive.
Yeah.
So what the Affordable Care Act is doing is making it more affordable. How it's doing that is creating competition in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So you can have 2, 3, 4 insurance plans that can compare apples to apples and figure out which one is best for you, and the prices go down because the competition is going up.
Very similar to car insurance.
Exactly. Same way car insurance is, the same way anything is. When you got... You can compare apples to apples and look at a plan side by side. That company knows you can pick me or you can pick the other guy. So I want your business, so I'm going to lower the price and improve the quality of the product and the service so you can make sure that you get the best deal and I get your business. And that's what we're doing. That's what healthcare.gov is. It's basically a way for people to be able to shop and compare stuff when it comes to health insurance, because we know people are confused. They don't understand. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to make it simple and break it down to the bone gristle so people can get what they need.
So it's no truth to all the talk about that this is going to increase your current coverage, like not your coverage, but how much you're currently paying.
Right.
If you currently have insurance, they're saying that it may cost you more because others are now getting in without.
I mean, let me just break it down to you. We've done a lot of research, and right now, 6 in 10 Americans may be able to pay less than $100 a month for health insurance. That's cheaper than your smartphone bill, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Wow.
So health insurance would be more affordable. We've seen premium prices come down in like 17 states that we compared. The premium prices, some of them were low as 50% of what they were last year, what they were yesterday before the Affordable Care Act. But in general, about 16% less. Some young adults would pay like $97 for a health insurance premium, depending on the state that you're in. Because the second thing that people need to understand, that depending on your income and your household size, you actually could be eligible for financial assistance up front to help you to buy insurance, like a tax subsidy.
So if I don't have a job?
If you don't have a job, depending on the state that you're in, you could pay nothing for health insurance because you could be eligible for Medicaid. Like, you don't have to have 4 or 5 kids and all these other things to get on Medicaid.
Okay.
If you're just low income, if your income is less than $15,000 a year, in some states, you'll be able to get health insurance for free. Maybe no co-pays, no co-insurance, but other people will qualify for this tax credit depending on their income. So I encourage everybody to go to healthcare.gov, create an account, fill out the application. It's one application, one time, to see what you qualify for and the folks that are in your household that you provide subsistence for.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, we got a tweet here from 3DeLu who says, my job's insurance sucks. What if I want to shop for a different insurance?
So that's a great question. So if you work for a small business, like some people get health coverage through a small business. Maybe you work at a mechanic shop, ain't it but 25 employees. Those small businesses want to provide better coverage for their employees, and that's what the marketplace is for, too. So they could go to healthcare.gov as an employer, try to find a better coverage program for you and all the employees. But if you are one of those employees at that small business, you can go to healthcare.gov and see what options are out there available to you and see if you can get a better quality product that provides you the coverage. So I want to tell everybody to go there. But if you work for a large employer, let's say your company is over 100 employees, 200, 300 employees, keep what
you're probably
got.
Good.
You're good because your company can negotiate with the insurance company about what they want to pay for services. Okay. But when you buy it on your own, there ain't no way to really negotiate.
Yeah. All right. Rest of our morning show. Hello.
Yes. I wanted to ask about the insurance on the job. Number one, why does the workers at Subway expect to get tips?
Sir, really? You waited on hold all that time. I'm going to need you to get a life.com. Go there.
Please.
Russ Bar Morning Show, hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, who's this?
This is Tony from Cincinnati.
Okay, what's your question?
I'm a Desert Storm veteran, and I'm just wondering, if you go to the VA, do you still got to get insurance? I've been hearing conflicting statements about that.
That's a great question, Tony. So if you are eligible for veterans benefits, if you served our country and you're eligible to the VA, you can get your health care there. But there are over 1 million veterans who don't qualify for VA benefits, and we want them to go to healthcare.gov and learn what options are available for them. We want to make sure that no matter who you are, if you, say, came back from the war, you started your own business, you're self-employed, you can go there and try to get health insurance coverage for yourself at healthcare.gov. So I encourage everybody to go there, see what you qualify for. But if you get VA benefits, you like what you're getting in terms of healthcare, you can keep doing that.
Okay, thanks for your call. Rest of our morning show, hello.
Okay, how you doing?
Hey, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I might call him from Fairfax. Question for you. Does the new healthcare help with, like, the copay for existing customers to have insurance for, like, if you go take your kid to the ER? Because it's, like, $200 or something now.
Yeah, that's right. It depends on your health insurance plan. So if you already have health insurance, your health insurance plan will lay out what you got to pay when you go to the ER, when you got to go to the doctor. What the Affordable Care Act does for those that have health insurance already, it makes it better. So sometimes it won't necessarily lower copays for emergency room visits, but it could make other stuff free. So like if your child has to get shots, those shots could be for free. Because I know when I had health insurance and my daughter was born, I had to pay $60 for every time she got shots.
Yeah, absolutely.
But those things will be free. So immunizations are free. Screenings are free for eyeglasses and for all kinds of other things are affordable for you now because you have health insurance and because the Affordable Care Act is in place.
Thanks for your call. Rest of our morning show, hello.
Hey, this is Weaver from Durham, North Carolina.
Okay.
Got a quick question for you. If you're on COBRA, can you, my question is, would the Affordable Health Care Act be more effective for you than COBRA most likely?
That's a great question. Everybody that's been on COBRA knows how much they pan through the nose for insurance because COBRA is really expensive. So that's why you should go to healthcare.gov right now, create an account, log in and see what you qualify for, and you may find a quality, affordable health insurance plan that's a lot less expensive than what COBRA is. And so I want to tell everybody this else. You can go to healthcare.gov today, but any plan that you sign up for today, your coverage doesn't go into effect until January 1. So I want to make sure everybody knows, don't go sign up today and then drop your health insurance tomorrow because your health insurance doesn't go into effect until January 1st of 2014. But go check it out because if you got COBRA, you probably can get a better deal at healthcare.gov.
Okay, that's good to know. Rest of our morning show, hello.
Hello.
Hello, turn your radio down. Rest of our morning show, hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
I had a question about the healthcare insurance. Most states require for someone on child support to pay health insurance, and if you're working and they're taking health insurance from your job, they automatically take it out. Would you be able to use the new healthcare system to shop around and find something cheaper?
That's a good question. If I were you, I would call our call center with that number. That's a direct question about a specific case. So if I was you, I would call 1-800-318-2596. Again, 1-800-318-2596.
Thank you for your call. Okay. Oh, my gosh. So much stuff has been answered for myself and so many people. But if people want to know more stuff, then go to what, healthcare.gov.
That's right.
Any place else?
Yes. So if you want, you got a question, you want to learn more, you can tweet us at healthcare.gov. So you can tweet us at healthcare.gov. But I would encourage everybody to get that call center number and lock it into your phone. 1-800-318-2596. Lock it into your phone. 1-800-318-2596. They can answer all your questions, help you get started to get health insurance coverage for yourself.
Thank you so much, Mr. Healthcare. Anton Gunn, Director of External Affairs, Department of Health and Human Services. So much stuff we got answered. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you.
Thank you.